This week, we're highlighting our call-in shows where we talk to our county mayors. Today, we start on the Garden Isle with Mayor Derek Kawakami. It's been 4 months since he was sworn into office, and Kauai continues to rebuild following last year's devastating flash floods. Housing and homelessness are a top priority for the island, as is helping enforcing laws to crack down on illegal vacation rentals. At the beginning of the legislative session, Kawakami went before the powerful money committees with hands outstretched in the annual mayor's trek to the Capitol to argue their case for a larger share of the hotel room tax. It was a different perspective since he made the decision not to seek re-election to his House seat and go after the mayor's post.
It was an eye-opener. You know, we've had a number of bills in front of the legislature that our planning departments have been testifying in support of. Of course, you do know that our hardworking representatives and senators are oftentimes pulled in a million and one ways, and so it was received, I think, with a reality check. You're having a mayor now come in front of you to really spell out what we're being dealt with. We have a number of vacation rentals that are in our neighborhoods. Some have been grandfathered in, but in my opinion, it should run with ownership. And so if somebody were to sell their property, that's one way where we can start recovering our neighborhoods. The other thing that we need amortization language. Not amortization language. We need to have the legislature perhaps begin the conversation of having these type of appeals go straight to court. Right now, what's happening is we are notifying these illegal vacation rental operators to cease and desist. We are imposing fines. They come and appeal, and the way that they appeal is they go through our planning commission. We have to have a hearings officer. You know, that commission is volunteers, so they don't meet regularly, and it's expensive to hire a hearings officer. And so these cases get dragged out for years at times. It's a huge cost to our taxpayers. If we can have these type of cases go straight to court, have a judge and jury rule on it, impose those fines, that's one way where we can address the backlog and the frustration from our people, Catherine. People are frustrated because they know that these operations are illegal, yet they continue to operate while they're being dragged out through the appeal process. And so these are things that the legislature can give the counties and partner with us so that we can finally address something that is a problem on each and every island. This is not just a Kauai issue. This is an issue statewide.
Right, and we did just see a report, the survey from the Hawaii Tourism Authority about how residents feel about tourism. And it's more negative than it used to be.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Everything comes with a price, and what we're striving to do is to strike the right balance. I would like to note that, you know, the vacation rentals that are operating legitimately, they are paying into their fair share of infrastructure. You know, they are providing jobs. We do see the value. We are specifically looking at people that are operating illegally. As far as Kauai, you know, Kauai Visitors Bureau and their working group just came out with a tourism strategic plan. And basically what the visitor industry is saying is that we are at capacity. Like, if we stay status quo, that'll be good. They are finally addressing that we may have too many visitors that have put a strain on our infrastructure and our public resources.
Right, and that report says that the average count per day is like 25,000, and that number has been really exceeded in recent years.
Yes, it has, and part of the reason why is the number of vacation rentals that have proliferated throughout our community.
So you're just saying enough already. Cap it.
Well, it's hard to cap things, and here's why, Catherine. There's a number of things that are really out of our wheelhouse, and we continue to strive to open those lines of communication, but really we can't control how many flights land on Kauai. And so there's a big communication gap between the visitor industry, the counties, the state and federal government. We got to tell them, like, this is the number of rooms that we have available. This is our capacity. And that conversation has not happened. And it needs to before we get into a situation where we're just, I mean, the people are already frustrated, and we're trying to avoid having this type of situation boil over into something that's even uglier.
I know here on Oahu, we have a number of areas that are just loved to death, just sheer number of tourists and visitors that stop by every day. And I know, I believe the Park Service has an issue with Haleakala. What there on Kauai is stressed?
What area on Kauai is stressed? Everywhere. Everywhere. As I can name a few, Koke'e. You know, before the disasters in April, Haena, Wainiha, they were overstressed. Right now, you know, I'm a surfer. During the busy times, if I only have an hour to go surf at Waiohae and I can't find a parking and I'm driving around for 30 minutes, you know, that's eroding at my quality of life. Really, we are over capacity as far as what our island can handle. And that's why we're really working with the state on their Haena State Master Plan. You know, when those floods hit, we hit that reset button and we say, okay, once we return to normalcy, how do we address the big gorilla in the room, which is the impact of the visitor industry on these little towns? And so we are setting a capacity out there. You make a reservation. There's a certain amount of parking stalls. If you want to come see some of our most beautiful places, you come in by shuttle. And really, we're at a point where we have to have the conversation, do we impose fees on some of these very special places, our Vahipana? And my opinion is we should. We absolutely should have a fee for people to come and visit. We want people to visit, but there's a cost associated with it. And, you know, when I'm traveling with my wife, Monica, my daughter, Haley, my son, Christopher, and we go to places like Yellowstone, we're more than happy, and we expect to pay. And we're at a point where I think we have to have the conversation and really take a look at managing our resources wisely.
So really those floods have put the pause button on and given us an opportunity to say, hey, we need to let the resource recover and figure out a plan to manage.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Now, as far as the TAT, while we can't cap tourism, I know you folks are asking, the counties are asking that we remove the cap on the counties, on what the counties receive every year.
Yes, we are. We're asking them to go back to the original intent. And you know what's funny, Catherine, I'll go have somebody take a look and look up Uncle Richard's opening statement when he was Speaker of the House. I'll have somebody find that, and I'll read you what the intent was way back in the 80s. But when we capped the TAT, I was the president of the Hawaii State Association of Counties. The legislature was originally considering to just take all of the TAT. That was the original plan. You got to remember, the state was in dire need. Teachers were getting furloughed. Services were getting cut. So they were in a desperate situation. And we were able to say, okay, you know what? Give us something that's predictable. So they capped it. So they capped the TAT. And the original intent was to be able to navigate through that Great Recession and then remove that cap and return it back to status quo. That has never happened. I don't think it will perhaps ever happen. I do know that the governor has a proposal that appropriates a percent to the counties. That does have some risk, but it also has some reward as well. I do know that Chair Luke has a measure that will allow the counties to impose a TAT tax at the county level, and that also poses some benefits for the counties as far as our ability to control our own destiny. And really, Catherine, that's really why Kauai County did a very brave thing by taking the 0.5% GE surcharge during an election year. Now, during an election year, we took a look at the budget. We took a look at everything that was on the horizon as far as what we could be receiving from the state. And we really made the unpopular decision, which was the right decision, to say, hey, we're going to take that 0.5% GE surcharge. This is a tax that's earmarked specifically for public transportation, specifically for infrastructure repair. And it's a good tax because that's the kind of tax that fixes infrastructure and keeps people working.
That was Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami. It was an excerpt from one of our call-in shows that originally aired in February. Our listeners are given the opportunity to engage and get to know local newsmakers from across the state.